Expensive textbooks are nothing new. It seems that writing a hefty check to the college bookstore before the semester starts is part of the collective college experience.
So I always went to the bookstores for the first couple of semesters because I didn't realize there was another avenue to be able to purchase books.
That's Jane Ashley, a graduate student at Quinnipiac University. Jane got lucky this semester. She only had to buy one book. Still,
on top of financial aid, working, internships, it is very expensive to buy books on top of tuition and fees.
According to Abe Scar, director of the Connecticut Public Interest Research Group, or CONPIRG, there's a reason why textbooks are so expensive.
Because it's not that classic market with a good supply and demand and competition, it's allowed the publishing industry to do a number of things over the year to artificially inflate the prices of books.
The U.S. Public Interest Research Group interviewed 2,029 college students nationwide about textbooks, and the picture's pretty grim. 65% of students surveyed said at some point in their college career they decided against buying a textbook because it was too expensive. Nearly half of the students said the cost of textbooks impacted how many and which classes they were going to take each semester. The Connecticut Public Interest Research Group is urging schools and professors to consider open textbooks, that is, books that can be accessed online for little or no money. CONPIRG's Abe Scar.
They're often written by professors. They cover the same academic content, but they have a more flexible copyright, so they can be reproduced more easily. They're often distributed electronically. Students using open textbooks can save up to $100 per class.
The survey showed that 82% of students felt they would do better in a class if the textbook was available online. Abe Scar says CONPIRG already has promises from over 100 faculty members at UConn to use open-licensed textbooks whenever appropriate. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.